Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Yana Benun with Israeli News Live and Denon Institute of Biblical Research. I have with me Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. And Deborah is here tonight with an emergency report. She did blast our very important information on her email list, and I have invited her here to explain to us what is going on. It is quite shocking. And Deborah will speak tonight only for a brief time, maybe 25, 30 minutes. And she's coming back later this week, and she will talk to us in depth about what you are to hear. So welcome, Deborah.
Yana, thank you so much. Today, of course, is March the 29th, 2021. And I'm going to be covering a number of things. I'm going to be giving you some information that you need to read, and then I will be coming back, as Yana said. Now, if you sign up, subscribe onto StopTheCrime.net, you will receive the email blast down, which I will be referring to this evening. Also, we were able to get another YouTube video up on YouTube today. It was posted just 4 hours ago. A very important interview I did with Paul Power, the Hungarian water wizard, whom I've known for quite a long while. And we're talking about water and the situation that we're all going to face with the reduction of water access. Now, I'm going to start with a few other items, and then I will start getting into this breaking news in a moment or two. But I want to alert all of you to a document that we do have now posted on our resource document tab, and it is a download. I would certainly recommend that all of you consider downloading it and reading it. It's called Political Ponerology. I'm going to spell ponerology for you. P as in Paul, O-N-E-R-O-L-O-G-Y. Now, this is an excerpt from page 10, and this is about the science of and the nature of evil adjusted for political purposes. This, I think, will help all of us better understand the enormity of the evil that we face with people that absolutely have no conscience. And on page 10, it says this, and again, this is Political Ponerology, the science on the nature of evil adjusted for political purposes. It says, this book you hold in your hand is going to give you answers to many of the questions about the evil in our world. This book is not just about a micro-social evil. This is about everyday evil, because in a very real sense, the two are inseparable. The long-term accumulation of everyday evil always and inevitably leads to grand systematic evil that destroys more innocent people than any other phenomenon on this planet. The book you hold in your hands, and I hope you all read, is about a survival guide. And the author has said the book will be the most important book you will ever read, unless, of course, you are a sociopath. So I would highly recommend that you all take a look at this book. I'm going through it now and tagging it and highlighting it, and we'll cover this more in depth in a future show. But you need to know where you can get it, again, on StopTheCrime.net, on our resource document tab. I want to go over a few other things. I'm going to be recommending that you order. Because I sent this out, this was actually sent to me by Steve Benun, and very important, I sent this out in an email blast out entitled, No Words, How Did We Miss This? Now, I say that because I didn't catch this, but now that I have, I'm going to tell you what I missed, and maybe many of you are aware of the Committee of 300. It is a book that was written by Dr. John Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N. And the Committee of 300 is one of the many groups that rule and control the world in all aspects. And this is a paragraph from page 164. Now, you may all wish to order this book. Again, it's entitled The Committee of 300 by Dr. John Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N, and this is from page 164. Euthanasia for the terminally ill and the aged shall be compulsory. No cities shall be larger than predetermined numbers as described in the work of Calgeri, K-A-L-G-E-R-I. Essential workers will be moved to other cities if the one they are in becomes overpopulated. Other non-essential workers will be chosen at random and sent to underpopulated cities to fill the population quotas. At least 4 billion useless eaters shall be eliminated by the year 2050 by means of limited wars, organized epidemics, and fatal rapidly acting diseases and starvation. Energy, food, and water shall be kept at a subsistence level for the non-elite. And it goes on, but I'm going to discuss this with Jana also. On a future show, we'll do more of a book report on this for those of you that haven't read it, and we'll do a little more on that. But that gives you a sense of what the Committee of 300 by Dr. John Coleman says on page 164. I also heard a book report done, and I want to bring this to your attention because I did not know this, and I'm all about sharing things that are important so that everyone else can look into this for yourselves. But I did not know who Jonas Salk, who invented the polio vaccine, really was. I didn't know that Jonas Salk was a psychopath, and his book is a death cult. His book is called Survival of the Wisest. Survival of the Wisest by Jonas Salk. And I found this to be horrific because these are some of the points in the book. Health requires vaccinations. Salk was called the father of mass inoculations. He was funded and sponsored by Rockefeller and the Carnegie Funding, which is all eugenics programs. On page 53, inoculations could escalate or de-escalate evolution. Connected to large private corporations, as I mentioned, Rockefeller, Carnegie, and more. Carnegie is how I pronounce it. Carnegie, other people pronounce it. Then he talks about this. Dysgenics. Survival of the fittest is the survival of the wisest. In other words, the term useless eater means that we are not wise. Elites are the arbitrators for Mother Nature. He says, the big problem we face is too many people. Mother Nature does not regulate populations, but man must take over nature and hasten killing off the unwise fundamentalist for the wise scientist. This is why you're hearing everything couched in science. It is not. It is not. That is all words speak for the illusion of genocide and diminishing our quality of life and putting more of us into despair. That is the goal. In chapter 7, he talks about the mutating of man, and they can introduce reproduction controls. We know that, but this is in his book. Man is a product of evolution, and science is naturalism, and science is good. On page 70, talks about traditional thinkers must die. The wisest is the scientific class. Morals are regressive. He talks about we as good men must kill all traditionalists. Now, here's one example of a traditionalist thinker. If whoever may be pro-life, you are actually pro-death because you are not evolving. So it's important to understand who these people were. We give great tribute to Jonas Salk for the polio vaccine that maimed, injured, and killed many. and he is a eugenist. So I didn't know if all of you were aware of this, but you could take a look at his book, Survival of the Wisest. Now, I've given you several books and things that you can look into, and I would highly recommend that you do, because we're going to be covering much information over the coming weeks that will potentially save your life. Now, my purpose for having these discussions with Yana is to not scare people, but to empower you with information so that you will be aware and you can make wise decisions as what we see happening is descending upon us at a faster clip. Now, of course, I talk much about water. I've discussed water for years as well as power shutdowns. And we were fortunate enough to just be able to load another video up on YouTube today. So if you go to stopthecrime.net, you'll see on the homepage our YouTube video channel. And you will see a video that was just released today was an interview about water that I did with Paul Power, the Hungarian water wizard who drills for primary water wells. It was a very interesting discussion with Paul, and I would say some of the high points for all of you to realize and understand, because Yana, people will ask all the time, where is a safe place to live? And I will give many suggestions based on what they tell us they're going to do in certain regions. So this is not anything that I'm dreaming up or coming up with. I always recommend people look at their climate action plans in their communities that have been adopted by their treasonous city councils and boards of supervisors and their school boards, etc., but also to take a look at the climate emergency resolutions that have been adopted as well. I covered that in a video, YouTube, Yana, that you and I did, and sadly I can say that that breached the community guidelines of YouTube, and they wouldn't allow it to stay up. It was on YouTube for about 2 hours. You can all now find that very important discussion that Yana and I had on the back channel of stopthecrime.net. If you type in stopthecrime.net, you'll see where it'll say YouTube videos. Do not click on that. To get to the back channel, you'll see underneath other videos. That's where you go, and you'll hear Yana and I talk about what YouTube does not want you to know and what you must know. So let me give all of you a couple of recommendations right now, and then I'm going to go into this breaking story. I have so much to talk about this evening, but I do understand that I will be coming back in a couple of days, and I'll spend some more time. I want to cover a question that came into my website. I will try to do that more often on some of the shows that we're on, Yana. Someone heard our discussion on Israeli News Live and was asking me about urinary tract infections, UTI. That is a bioweapon that was sprayed in part in San Francisco in Operation Sea Spray, SEA Spray, in the 50s. And at the time, San Francisco had a population of about 800,000 people. Urinary tract infection has become very pervasive. It is a bioweapon, and sadly, the treatments are also not what is suggested by people that have alternative health opportunities for those of you. I do have, and I will be posting it in a more readily accessible location so all of you can hear it, but my late friend Rosalind Peterson, who ran the website California Skywatch, all about the control of the weather worldwide, died of cancer a few years ago. She attended a meeting that we had, and we filmed her, and she was talking about the treatment at the hospital of her elderly mother that was in her early 90s. And Rosalind did not dare leave the hospital days before COVID, of course, when you had and could not go into the hospital. So she stayed in the hospital with her mother, and she found out what kind of drug they were going to give her mother that had a urinary tract infection. it certainly presented itself initially as yeast. Men can also get urinary tract infections. In fact, the research I did with Operation Sea Spray, there was a man that died right after U.S. Navy that had parked a ship off the coast of San Francisco and used hoses and created the fog that allowed this spray to literally aerosolize San Francisco. That's what happened. The U.S. Navy was involved in this, and there have been many other operations since that. But I want to focus on urinary tract infections because they're certainly more prevalent, and the treatment that many people are getting are also a bioweapon treatment. I have on StopTheCrime.net in my video section that YouTube took down, it's called Meeting. It just the word meeting. And it is what Rosalind discovered about the treatment that they wanted to do for her mother for the urinary tract infection. Bottom line, it causes hallucinations, and unless there's an intervention with the drug after the treatment for the urinary tract infection, whomever is given this drug will have hallucinations that will be endless. So we'll, again, put that up. I'll listen to it again. It's been quite a long while, and I'll pull off the documents, and we'll discuss that, Yana, on another show.
Well, I'm making a note, Deborah, so that we can come back to this, because you got my attention here. But but I also briefly, maybe for a few minutes, I mean 2 minutes or so, can you mention the toilet paper problem?
Oh, yes. I'm going to cover that in greater detail on our very next show. I was in the process of doing some deep research on what's in the toilet paper and the Kleenex and the paper towels, probably also in the ear cleaning, the Q-tips.
Yeah.
But they're all the paper and what is put in the fabrication of these materials are highly toxic. There are over 100,000 different types of chemicals. Certainly they cause cancer. So all of you women who are using cancer-causing agents in toilet paper, part of the reason that you also could be experiencing urinary tract infection as well. It causes it's an endocrine disruptor. It causes bloating in the abdomen and the fat belly that you hear so much about, which really seems to be very prevalent in the United States. When you look at other countries, they're lean, they don't have the belly problem that we seem to have, because what we do know, and I hope most of you know as well, they channel products that are wrapped up the same way to different areas, different cities, different states, and different countries. And I discovered a woman who had visited someone who lived in France, by the way, at the time, and visited someone overseas. And her discomfort went away when she wasn't using the toilet paper. And she didn't realize that at first, but then came to be aware. So I have a tremendous amount of information about that. I'm going to break it down, tell you all about the things that are going to cause you injury, and you're going to go seek treatment, and it's going to be caused by what you wipe yourself with and what you blow your noses in. And again, I will cover that in the next radio show with Yana when
yes,
I come back on in just a couple of days.
Yes, Deborah, quickly, I would like to just tell people, and I did not tell you that I received reports today. Some people purchased microscopes and they have found Morgellon fibers inside of the masks, those paper masks that they're selling, those blue ones that a lot of people are wearing. They have found these moving Morgellon fibers inside of these masks. So I'm going to send you information, Deborah. We're going to look at it together, and maybe when you come back, we can talk about that as well.
We'll discuss that. Also, I'll throw in right now about those blue masks. They have those metal tabs at the nose where you can pinch it, where it'll more firmly connect to your nose. You do not want to use any masks that have that metal, because that metal conducts EMF, electromagnetic frequencies, and it damages your pineal gland as well as increased frequencies to your brain. This is another assault. And one of the aspects that was taken down when you and I spoke, Yana, was if people still, those people that still have mercury in their mouth, such as amalgam fillings, you're getting more mercury by wearing the masks because you're not exhaling as you should. And it is criminal. When you see people putting masks on children, that is criminal. They are causing brain disruption. Their brains are not advancing as they should, which is all part of the plan. So for all of you that are listening, don't just listen. If you have the opportunity to see a mom that doesn't have a mask on the child, like I recently have done several times, I'll walk over to the mother and I will say, you know, I really want to applaud you for not putting a mask on your child. That is the best thing you can be doing for your child. I give them the recognition, and I don't look at them like, why don't you put a mask on your child? So this would be something all of you could do, lovingly support women that don't have the masks, maybe because their child won't keep it on and they don't want to wear it. But I would highly suggest, in a very loving way, because out of love is how we must move forward now. Love for mankind, unconditionally, and living each day in right conduct, one day at a time, as I like to say. So I want to go over a bit of that water report that I did with Paul Power. Earthquakes, of course, we know are manufactured. They can create earthquakes, and they have. And we're looking at a significant problem with the California Aqueduct. It's an artificial water delivery system. It never needed to have been built by Rothschild and taken over and poisoned and delivered to counties. Many counties in the Central Valley of California, where we used to grow vast quantities of fruits and vegetables that were shipped all over the United States. And many of you probably know that. Well, you can drive from San Francisco down to Los Angeles, and you will see huge signs by the farmers saying, we have no water. And we'll see acres beyond what your eye can see of different fruit trees that are dead because they have not been given enough water. Now, all of you must do some homework before my next show, because we will be interviewing Paul Power. We will be going over primary water. I'd like you all to become familiar with it, so when you hear this discussion, it does not sound foreign to your ears, because the faster you can learn some of the things that are foreign to your ears, the better off your ability to survive will be. So you can go to my other website. It's called primarywater.org. Very cleverly, if you put the spaces between water and primary, you will not find the website. I thought that was very interesting. I used to be able to type in primarywater.org, and I would find it. Now you don't. So you must eliminate the spaces. You type in water, no space, then primary, no space, .org. Please go there. Please start reading the book, and Yana and I will go over it, but this is an advanced preparation, again, so that the words won't sound unfamiliar. It was a book entitled Water for a Thirsty World, and what is very interesting and very important is that the beginning of the book was written by Aldous Huxley, and it is a journey through the manipulation of the water supply. So what I did after I interviewed Paul Power, and you can again listen to that interview on stopthecrime.net on our YouTube channel now before they take it down, I called up the Los Angeles Water Agency. My question was, what portion of the water going into parts of Los Angeles are coming from the California Aqueduct System and the Colorado Aqueduct System. Why do I ask that? They're made of concrete, and they are artificial water delivery systems instead of going to primary water, as Muammar Gaddafi did. When we blew Libya off the map, we blew up the great man-made river project that Muammar Gaddafi had discovered when he was drilling for oil. He discovered primary water. He built this amazing labyrinth of plumbing under the desert in North Africa, providing 70% of some of the cities and villages that were near where he accessed the primary water with water for free. He was using the oil profits for his people. And he was getting ready to back the dinar in Libya with gold and try to move away from the Rothschild banking system. The United States and NATO blew Libya off the map and killed Muammar Gaddafi. They also, at that time, blew up the water drilling equipment that was purchased by Muammar Gaddafi from London. They blew up the water drilling equipment, saying they looked like missile launchers. They just did not want them to resume with the well drilling equipment that had been in Libya. I will cover that too more when I do more discussions on water. But what I discovered when I checked in with Los Angeles on their sources of water and the fact that we're going to have more earthquakes, and very likely the California and or the Colorado aqueducts will be severed, likely in multiple places. Now, by discussing this now, I'm with the understanding that sometimes they then delay what their plans are. So you are hearing this now. I can only hope and pray that with more people understanding that the artificial delivery systems are delivery systems that were created so that ultimately these could be used as weapons. So when I spoke with some of the water agencies, and I'm still researching this right now, I found out, I asked them how many days of water would they have available. Now, again, this does not cover all of Los Angeles or the basin of Los Angeles, because there are many different water agencies that deliver water to water customers. But I learned that if one of the aqueduct systems went, that they would have only 7 days of water. Only 7 days of water. So why am I telling all of you this? Because there are planned massive water reductions. So if you are in a city where you have a municipal water delivery system, that is being delivered to you from a reservoir, a dam. These have now become weaponized. The dams are going to fail intentionally. This was all built to fail as they increased the mega climate attacks on all of us. So a takeaway here would be, understand, at some point, you're going to have limited water. We saw what happened in Texas and other states during the manipulated freeze event, and then the subsequent cascading shutoff of other resources like water, like gas. They had no heating. People froze in their homes. This was all planned. This was not an accident. This was not an act of nature. And we've talked about weather manipulation, and I've read to you out of documents in the past. So I would certainly hope that you would listen to some of the past radio shows. I can't cover everything in one show, particularly this one right now. So I'm going to go into this breaking news, Yana, and then I think we'll have to figure that we'll come back and go over some more that people can look forward to hearing is some of the World Health Organization health orders. And that we'll discuss in our next show, Yana, so that people can listen, subscribe to StopTheCrime.net, get our email blast, because if you had signed up and gotten our email blast, you would be learning what I'm going to share in part with you right now. Now, I owe this information to a gentleman that I've had on my past radio show when I was on the Rinse Radio Network a few years ago. I had Ron Angel, who lives in Florida, on the show multiple times. He's a whistleblower, a very brilliant man, and an engineer. And he spoke to me about this topic, and at the time I was so busy with other topics, I never got to this. Well, I now got to this topic, and I've worked on it for a few days. It was very heavy load on my shoulders. It was very tough, although I'm accustomed to handling tough topics. So now I'm going to share this with you. The bottom line is this. Blood and bones have been part of the way in which cement is fabricated. In other words, blood is used in cement. It lightens cement up. It aerates it so that it won't be so brittle. And the bones are in cement too. Now, I would refer you to my email blast out because I found information pertaining to this that is, it's literally breath stopping. Because when we look at all the hundreds of thousands of missing people and we look at the fact that there's these massive cement manufacturing outfits, particularly the largest one is in Mexico. They're using third world countries to set up these types of distribution systems. They also have it in Texas as well. But when you learn why they use the blood in concrete, not only of they say of animals. Well, all of you know we're considered useless eaters. We're considered cattle. We're animals. And this is a really unbelievable way to hide the bodies. Because as you know, we've had hundreds of thousands of children missing in the United States every single year. If those of you go on to my website, you'll find some information called CIA Finders. It's a group within the CIA that hunt for our children in our streets and in our neighborhoods. And then these children are used for ritualistic bloodletting, for sex trafficking, for organ harvesting, and put in the cement, in the concrete. So I did some investigation, certainly with all of the wasting disease in the animals that are being used, the blood is being used in the concrete. There's the very strong possibility that it's a way in which prions are being distributed. And we're going to find out more of that. In fact, any of you that are listening, if you can shed any light on the prions in the concrete, I did find when I was doing my searches that there is wasting disease and infections in the proteins called prions. And I found it in an area called concrete batching plants. And different plants are for sale, and they found prions and wasting disease in the concrete. I also discovered that Carnegie and Ford and Rockefeller are involved in this, as well as Rothschild. I discovered that this operation has been ongoing for many, 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 many decades. This goes back further than I could have ever have imagined. But when you consider the number of millions of people that are planned to be murdered by the year 2025, according to the Deagle.com information, you've got to realize, what are they doing with the bodies? Well, my research over these many years tells me a number of things. Because we have to ask ourselves, where are all the bodies going and what are they going to do with all the bodies? And when you find out that indeed the blood and bones are used in concrete, any blood, any bones, even the veins are used, it's important to add this to concrete. It suddenly all lines up. Because you're hearing the word net zero or zero waste. When you look up what zero waste means, it means zero waste. It's about a circular economy. And I've discussed this in many, many discussions I've had. A circular economy is based on the principles of designing where there is no waste. They're designing economies without waste and or pollution. And they're keeping products and materials in use and regenerating all natural systems. That's why a few years ago, through executive order, there was the requirement to build more wastewater treatment plants. So as they reduce your access to water, the one way that we were told in this executive order was that we could repurpose our urine by the wastewater treatment processing of sewer systems. And that was, again, an executive order. You can look that up. They're telling us that the benefit of that, again, is we won't run out of water because we can drink other people's urines. And that includes also all of the pharmaceuticals and the chemo that would end up in the wastewater treatment plants. And, of course, as you know, we recently spoke about Zuckerberg starting a wastewater treatment sewage surveillance system for different variants of diseases and the weaponization of diseases that we'll all face. So we look at the circular economy. Again, everything will be reused. That is the goal. Everything will be reused. Bodies, animals, pets, everything. So what is happening with the blood and the components of the blood in the concrete? It's called air in training. They create a powder. They dry the blood and the globulars and the red corpuscles. And the advantage of using blood is that the oxygen in it produces a lighter weight concrete. It's concrete, as we all know, will crack, but it creates less crackability. And when we look at zero waste, again, the definition is working towards a world without waste. Zero waste culture. It's a culture change that we're all being subverted into. It's all part of sustainable development, where we are told we will own nothing, we will have limited access to everything, and we'll be relocated, as I started the program out this evening, in the Committee of 300. We will be forcibly relocated, not all of us. Most people will not sadly survive because they didn't listen to radio shows like this and find out they needed to stock up and have available water. They needed to look at how they would survive in a long-term power outage, which is planned. The grid will be going down more and more frequently. In fact, we're being told here in the Western United States right now that a judge is requiring that the utilities power off the systems when there is what they call a red flag fire warning. Now, a red flag fire warning is when they drop the barometric pressure. We have very, very low humidity. We have extremely dry weather and heavy, heavy winds. Then they ignite us and cause the fires. And they're going to turn off the power. So any of you that are in a fire area, and most of you are, wherever you are, because the lithium-ion batteries will also be pinged, and they do explode as well. They're all part of the weaponized system, the lithium-ion batteries. And they're in your smart meters. If you have battery backup, they're in your batteries. You must keep these lithium-ion batteries certainly away from any structure that you don't want burned down. In fact, these lithium-ion batteries should be illegal in areas where there are fires. Now, there will and are fires in many residents across the country, whether you're in a designated burn zone or not. There will be more fires. I've said before about the high-efficiency windows to reduce your greenhouse gas emissions that the Department of Energy requires in all new home construction now. They start fires. I've talked about that. I've had many people email me asking me about that. You can type it in for yourself. Low E energy windows and fires, and it will cascade, at least if they haven't taken it off. Pages and pages will cascade on all the fires that these windows created by literally in the afternoon when the sun shines on these windows. It turns into like a magnifying glass, and the light beams off these windows and starts fires. Starts fires. You can burn your neighbor's house down. You can burn a parked car out. Wherever that beam is directed, it can and has started fires. So getting back to the concrete and the prions in the concrete in the bodies, what we find is that this is, again, the Zero Waste International Alliance. You can look this up. The Zero Waste, as I say, is zero waste. It is all about diverting discarded materials through composting, reclaiming, reducing, reusing, and recycling. And they're recycling our bodies, our blood, okay, into the concrete. Now, the name of this concrete is called CEMEX, C-E-M-E-X, and I found ties to major corporate holders throughout the world. And this is being sold throughout the world, bodies in the concrete. So if you look up my email blast out tab on stopthecrime.net, you will see more details about this. I will go into greater detail, Yana, on the next show, but this was many days in research for me. I pulled up and put as much in this email blast out that I could, because I knew that once this story broke and people learned that bodies were in the concrete mix and additives and the bone, that this would very likely be scrubbed. I found that Rothschild sold his shares in CEMEX, C-E-M-E-X, not that long ago. You will see copies of that in this document. I've documented this fully, and you can see for yourself where the bodies are going and how this is being distributed worldwide. I picked up an interest in this because, of course, I come from the building trade. We've ordered concrete for decades. We're certainly aware of the different paving and stamping of concrete, how it's used in everything. So you can think of foundations for housing, for slabs, for roadway, for sidewalks, for curbs and gutters, for parking lot structures, all with bone and blood in it. Because they say that this will add to the aeration of the concrete. So
now,
think of living and
they're saying it's animal blood and bones. However, please, people shouldn't forget that in Rothschild's and Rockefeller documents, humans are classified as animals.
Exactly. We are useless feeders. We are to be euthanized.
Yes.
And certainly with the circular economy and the reuse of everything, including our bodies, this is all part of it, because they use the blood in the cement, in the mortar, and in the concrete industry everywhere. This is standard operating procedure. You will find in that email blast out that I have U.S. patents of the use of blood in the cement and mortar, and it talks about the term blood is understood to mean whole animal blood or an extract of animal blood containing hemoglobin. And I could go on and on reading you what I've pulled together, and you could also subscribe and get these email blast outs for yourselves. I wish that you would. This was an extremely painful amount of research that I did, because it is epically horrific, horribly horrific. And I found out that Edmund D. Rothschild Holding was closing their positions in CEMEX, and they did this in December 2nd of 2021. So he filed a form disclosing ownership of zero shares, and he's riddled throughout this with other shareholders as well.
December 2nd, 2020, right? Is that the date?
I have 2021.
Because it's 2021.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, it was the beginning of 2021.
Beginning of 2021. Okay.
Yeah, that he sold out his shares. Again, you can look this up in this document. I just literally took this right off of the website that mm-hmm. disclosed this, as I did the U.S. patents, the use of blood in the cement, etc. That's just right off of the websites. And again, I'm only about documents and what I can document. And so I did this in this disclosure. And I also found out the economic and political power shifts worldwide and how new champions are emerging regionally that force people to rethink solutions to global industry challenges. So again, we'll spend a little more time on this. I'll highlight it and go through this a little more in depth on our next broadcast, mm-hmm. Yana. I just broadcasted this out today.
Yes.
And I will tell you, I am still trying to deal with the enormity of what you've heard me say and what has been happening worldwide with the concrete. So I'll look forward again to spending more time on this. I know we do need to go now, and I appreciate this opportunity to get what information today I've been able to get out. I leave people with this. Please start learning how you can survive longer. Look at others with loving eyes. We are in defense of humanity. It is our goal to help others see how they can literally journey through the obstacles that we face. Sadly, many will not. But it's up to everyone to spread the information on the power shutdowns, on the water limitations. In fact, I will end by saying this, and we'll cover water more in depth. But in 2022, here in California, and I'll check it for the rest of the country, we must reduce our use of water to 55 gallons of water per person per day in the household. Now, we have had many people attempt to get down to 55 gallons of water per person per day, and a number of people were only able to get it down to 180. And they called the water department. Now, this was a couple of years ago, because we've been aware that 2022 was going to come up. I hope I said 2022 is when that is coming into play. But if I didn't, I repeat it. It's 2022, 55 gallons of water per day per person. And it's going to ratchet down from there. And when the people that were attempting to see what that would be like couldn't get it down to that, they got it down to about 180 gallons per person.
Yeah.
They called the water agency, and the water agency said, well, what are you doing? And they said, well, we're watering our plants. No watering of plants. I hope you hear this. That's why the plastic grass, that's why the gravel, and taking out your plants and telling all of us to plant with desert plants, plants that have reduced water needs, putting in drip systems to reduce water. And they're also going to be assigning water periods of time to different neighborhoods. For example, the neighborhood next to you may have a Monday, Wednesday water cycle. You may have a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday water cycle. You will have water police rove around your communities to see if you are obeying the reduction requirements. If you are not, by and large, the wireless smart water meters have been deployed in the United States. Now, not everywhere yet, but I can tell you in many locations, the wireless smart water meters have been deployed. You may want to call your water agency, find out if you have a wireless smart water meter on your property, because when you've reached your allotment and usage of water, you will be remotely turned off. So I leave it with this. Water's a big issue. It's going to expand. I have a video up again on stopthecrime.net. I did this in 2015. Please share this. This should have hundreds of thousands of views. It did before YouTube took it down. And now it's got a paltry amount of numbers, and I know they're shadow banning my information, which means they're reducing the numbers so that when you look at the videos, you think, oh, not that many people are interested. Mm-hmm. Well, in that water wars, stealing water for profit and power, I have documents in there that are unbelievable with what Rothschild planned for the United States to create a water market. And now, what has just happened in December of 2020 here in Chicago? Water is now on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange to be traded as gold and oil. And they're going to be basing the trade amounts on California water market prices. Mm-hmm. We are going to be cut off from enough water. We're only going to be given what is vital for life. And our oxygen supply will be reduced because you need plants. You need plants. They're telling us that we have to eliminate plants. So, Yana, I know that I've used up my time for this broadcast this evening. I appreciate this time. And for everyone, I look forward to coming back on in just a few days and discussing more in depth. Thank you, Yana, so, so much.
You're welcome, Deborah, and thank you for information and your research. Now, when Deborah mentioned zero waste, this is part of Agenda 2030. She also mentioned certain amount of people that they're saying in documents that they have to eliminate certain amount of people by 2050. And I think this number has been moved up by now to 2025 and 2030. So they are trying to move with elimination of humans really quickly. First of all, they're worried about us finding out, and they're really hurrying up to eliminate our species. So anyway, Deborah, thank you so much. We will be back. One last question very quickly for you. You mentioned Jonas Falk. How is it spelled, with F? F-A...
Oh, yes. Jonas, J-O-N-A-S, and Salk, S-A-L-K.
So it's with S as a Sam, S-A-L-K.
Yeah, Jonas, J-O-N-A-S, Salk, S as in Sam, A-L-K,
okay.
Salk.
Yeah.
And his book is entitled Survival of the Wisest. And I heard this book review. They did an amazing book review, and I was listening to it online, and I made notes. I did not know what and who Jonas Salk was, other than a highly revered man that gave us the polio vaccine that caused irreparable damage.
Yes.
And because he is a eugenist. So yes. I hope that that answers that question, Yana.
Yes, and in fact, it was polio vaccine that caused polio outbreaks and iron lungs. So this is like,
yes.
So I never knew that, Deborah, and he was a psychopath. But anyway, we are coming back with Deborah this week to discuss this subject more in depth, especially subject of water and the cement, blood and bones in a cement. But thank you for tonight, Deborah. Thank you all for listening. We will be back in a few days, and you all have a wonderful night.